very good evening to you, Eagle FM listeners and faithful listeners of Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. I'm your host, Nafa Happy Juju. And of course, if you hear the voice of Toby Mac speak live, right about this time on Saturday, I always tell you that I should be somewhere right about the corner, just waiting for it to grace you and get into a wonderful, inspiring conversation. Now, this is Life Lessons, the show where we aim to inspire and bring life and speak life to any situation, any circumstance. Now, we're talking whether it's marriage, whether it is a career, business, school, whatever, children, and whatsoever it may be, that's why the title is Life Lessons. So whatever it is that, whether it's our own story or the stories of others that we can learn from and be inspired ourselves, whether it's positive, then we emulate it. If it is negative, well, then we try to avoid it. But nonetheless, this is Life Lessons. Now tonight we're getting into another conversation around business ideas, just the Saturday before last one. We spoke about a business again from the ground up, you know, starting from the ground, you know, those basic steps of businesses that sometimes overlook. So it was necessary for us to be reminded about the basics of businesses. Now, today we're digging deeper, going directly into the businesses, perhaps that are already standing, about thinking out of the box for businesses. We're talking about value addition. And I brought somebody who has a story to tell, a realistic story to tell, because I mean, we learn more when we learn from realistic stories, because then we can relate. Then we can understand the challenges that come with it. Then we can understand also the work that comes with it. Then we can understand, you know, everything that comes with it and realize that, hey, it's not exactly a walk in the park, but it's doable. Now, of course, I'm joined in studio by the brainchild of Mahango Pastor. I think if you have heard about Mahango Pastor, the lady is with me in studio right now. And you're just one of those lucky people to actually be tuned in and hearing from her. Now I'm joined in studio by Elizabeth Kambode. A very good evening you, Elizabeth, and a warm welcome to Life Lessons right here.
Good evening to you too, Happy, and thank you for having me on tonight's session.
You know, it's a pleasure to have you. I've been wanting to have you for a very long time. I just never called, but, you know, there's a right time for everything.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, I personally, let me tell the people, I personally met Elizabeth, in the beginning, somewhere, was it this year? Beginning of this year, yes?
Yeah.
It was in the beginning of this year at Maro Mall. She was there marketing Mahango Pastor and other stuff that she does. She's just going to tell us about, of course. And, of course, my cousin was very impressed. Yeah? I, too, was impressed, but I think she was way more impressed than I am. Elizabeth, it's a pleasure to have you. Just when we talk about Mahango Pastor, but before I get into that question, let's find out who's Elizabeth. Where did she grow up? Is she the fifth born, the first born, the last born? Who is Elizabeth Kambode?
Thank you for the question. Good evening, everyone. Elizabeth Kambode, she hails from Ohangwena region.
Okay.
Onde Haluka, to be specific, the village name. I grew up there my early childhood until I was around about 8, 9.
Yeah.
Then I migrated to Windhoek, where I attended my higher primary.
Okay.
And then my high school in David Besaidenhout. Mm. That was in Commerce.
Yeah.
So from there, I went into food.
Yeah.
Business. Not like business, but food. Yeah.
Work, processing.
Processing work. So I've been a worker as a food processor, formulation,
yeah,
and all that. Mm-hmm. And from there, I migrated to Cape Town,
mm-hmm,
where I've worked in the food factory. That's Italian based for close to 10 years now. They also produce pasta, mozzarella cheese, and a lot of Italian food based. That's why Les Wise, we are Italian inspired, but with a Namibian twist.
Touch, yes. The Namibian twist. I just love that. You know, and the fact that Namibia is in there, you know, the fact that you're representing Namibia, you know, it's quite interesting. Let's say, for instance, I go abroad now and somebody asks me, you guys are doing Mahango Pastor. You know, we own it. It's our brand, you know, it's our brand because Mahango is our staple food, you know. So, but then Elizabeth, as you went into, as you worked as a food processor, I can already tell that this was one of the ground, laying of the foundation of you actually getting the knowledge, the how, the idea of where to start in terms of now where we are now as we're comparing to the past. Just how was it with you working as a food processor? Is it something that, that you're very passionate about? How did you find that whole process on its own?
I found it enjoyable.
Yeah. Ne?
So I could work the whole day, sometimes until midnight. Sometimes I could even sleep in the factory to finish my work for the next day.
Yeah.
So it was, because I never go to bed without finishing my orders, no matter how
exhausted
I was or how big the order was. I always try my best and make sure that order is delivered on time. So that's how passionate I was about my work.
Yeah, it shows. Okay, and then how did you finally decide? How did we get to Mahangu Pasta? I want you to walk me through the process of how did we even come about with the idea of making pasta out of Mahangu?
Now, when I came back last year, people who came across me at the green market at the beginning, before Mahangu Pasta, I was selling wheat pasta, but in fresh, not in dry, like fresh pasta.
And you're making it as well?
Yeah, freshly made. When we're talking about freshly made, we're talking about the pasta when it's still wet.
Okay.
So you cook it when it's still wet without drying or anything, egg-based and so on. So I used to sell that in the market with my cheese and my sauces and so on. And as people come by, they're like, why don't you go out to institutions, ask for help and how the government can help you or how funders for SMEs or how you can go further from this.
Yeah.
Then I approached some ministries, some organizations. Then I came across Namibia Trade Forum.
Okay.
Then they were like, why are you pushing wheat pasta? Yeah. There's already big cats in this industry. And it's already known worldwide. This is something from Europe. It's not our own product.
Okay.
Even though we might have locally grown wheat-based people, but still it's not our indigenous product. And I was like, no, I had an idea of Mahangu, but I don't know how the market will take it.
Yeah.
I don't know what criticism I will take from the people and so on. So I'm a bit scared and skeptical.
Yeah.
And then the acting CEO, he was like, give it a shot. Give it a try. See how the market will go. We'll take it. And then you can always say, I tried.
Yeah.
And take it from there. Then that December, I was going to Cape Town. So I took my Mahangu with me, the flour. Because there there's big machineries and things to experiment and try and so on. I took my Mahangu with me. It was 20 kilo at the time. So we tried to experiment it in the big factory with the help of the professionals. So they helped. We tried the first one. We flopped a bit, but we knew where we went wrong.
Yeah.
Then we give it another because we were trying like 5 kilo at a time. Then we tried again. Okay, here in the water, it was holding fine. Cooking was a bit not too good, but it was still pasta in the form. Then we say, okay, maybe here we need to do it like this. Okay, then we went on. Then we dried and we saw it was holding fine. It was not cracking. Was okay after cooking, it was also still fine, it was holding to the sauce. Then we said, okay, maybe we found the formulation, the right formulation. Okay, so we finished the whole Mahangu. So I came back with some samples. Those samples, and then the first person I took my samples to was to the Namibia Trade Forum CEO to try the pasta out.
Yeah.
So he tried it and he posted on social media. After cooking it, just to see how the nation would react. Some criticized, some went in well, some took it well, but for me, criticism builds me. It teach me, it makes me grow or where I need to do better.
Yeah.
So and then I launched in January, I posted it on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So my, that LinkedIn post of mine went viral. So where I started getting orders, land stop, everybody wants to try deliveries, pickups, and then it took off from there. Then I continued with my market again at the Green Market.
Yeah.
Where I was having two types of pasta. I still had my fresh pasta on the wheat paste on the side and the mahangu on the side. The wheat will still take the fresh pasta. And the mahangu will still come and say, oh, mahangu, something new.
Yeah.
How is it cooking? Some came back, oh, it didn't hold after I cooked it for this long. Okay. Then I always like asking, how did it go? How did you cook it? With what did you pay it? How many minutes did you cook it?
Hold on for me. Okay. Just a commercial break and then we're back.
No worries.
Okay.
Kuranga o mathimbo gamwe kucha omora sheketu na ompango dhinjido monjira ngashi ino taaguru kira shampoka ino hinga kohio dhungo ino hinga no mataera ga papa ino hingirira omora ashoka ina tuhara okutura onkaramwenyo ye moshiponga ino ninga omuyarurwa ino ninga oshinene nima kara omurongithi wonjira omwine kewa ninga shoka shomonjira eto hupitha omwenyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
And we are back, and Liz was telling us about how she was still at the Green Market selling the wheat pasta and then the mango pasta. Mm-hmm.
Yes, from there, when customers give their feedback, that's how I continue refining the product from customers' feedback.
Yeah.
When they say, maybe here you should do like this.
Yeah.
The binding is a bit not too strong. After 3-4 minutes, it starts breaking a bit.
Okay.
Then I start working on it. I listen to them. I work on it. Then I always give feedback or assemble and say, I tried this and this. Can you go give it another shot or give it a try? Then they always come back and say, ah, here it's good, here it's there. Then I started now marketing the products more. I started working on a brand.
Yeah.
Packaging. Mm-hmm. How will I approach? I started, if you check my first packaging, it was actually no color, no nothing. And then when I went out there, when I approached, people ask, approach a GS1 Namibia for barcodes and what. When I approached them and I showed them my samples, they were like, ah, my darling, if you put this on the shelf, it needs to be
attractive. It needs to be pulling.
It needs to call me from a distance. I mean, like that, I will just walk past by thinking, what is this? It's not even inviting. Try to be more creative and play around with it.
Okay.
Then I found a graphic designer. I tried to explain, I need something like this. Can we play around with it and see if we can come out with something better? Okay, he came on. Then he came out very strong. It was very bombing. Then I started approaching institutions like NIPDB and so on. Then at the end of February, I saw a post of the Innovation Award for the
Development Bank of Namibia.
Development Bank of Namibia. And people were like, give it a shot, give it a try. Maybe you could do something. I mean, mahangu, you can go for its innovation. It's innovative.
Absolutely.
So I put in my application. That day I was running up and down, printing what. I made sure before the end of the day I sealed that envelope and I went to throw it in that box myself. I think after a week or two, I received an email said you have been shortlisted as one of the finalists. And I was scheduled for an interview or a pitching demo, how to
maybe present,
present
your product.
To present the products and so on. Okay, the day came. I presented everything. So it was also a bit overwhelming. Because, I mean, sitting in front of all those people, they are also listening. I think they were more than 10 in that boardroom. There were a lot. So, But yes, I think each and everyone asked me a question in that boardroom. So I managed to answer all of them. And then,
Roughly how long did it take?
It was supposed to be 5 minutes presentation, 5 minutes questions, 5 minutes answers. And then mine ended up close to 2 hours. of the question and answer.
Yeah.
Because they were like, oh, apologies, you know, we were just curious because it's a new product in the market and we want to know and see if it can scale in the Namibian market and also in the regional, abroad, international, and so on. So it took that long, 2 hours, or close to 2 hours.
Wow.
After another week or two, then I received you in the top three. Okay. In the top three, it looks like I'm getting somewhere.
Yeah.
So then after that, they said the top threes are the finals. You will receive the invitation to the award ceremony.
Yeah.
But I didn't know who I was up against.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know who was the top finalist.
Yeah.
Before the presentation, I didn't know. Until today, I don't know.
Ah.
I only happened to know the top three at the award ceremony.
Mm.
So we went to the award ceremony. So I called myself. The invitation only allowed one.
Plus one.
Plus one. And I'm like, oh, my sister, let's go. Let's go for the food. At least we go to country club and have nice foods over the night.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether we for win, free. We are not here to win. We are not looking for the trophy, but let's eat.
Exactly.
Make sure you eat your stomach full and drink. It's free food.
Yes.
It doesn't come every day.
Exactly.
So we went, we ate.
Yeah.
Then the award giving came. So when that innovation part came, so I closed my eyes and I closed my ears.
Yeah.
Then they were announced. Nakam, it was my name.
You were expecting someone else to win.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't expect myself. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm not at that stage yet.
Yes.
Because when I heard the names and then I asked them also before, what do you do? No, I do this and this and then.
Sorry, saying so, lad.
Yes.
Saying,
then like, I was like, oh, no.
Mango pasta, please
mango
sit down.
Mango pasta, no, please. Wait.
Yeah.
Not now.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the man next to me, he.
Tap you.
Tapped me. Uh-huh. Then I removed my hands from my ears and my eyes. And I'm like, sorry, your name. Then I heard again, Lizu Eyes, where are you? And I was like, oh, my God. Luckily, I didn't panic or nothing. I stood up and then I said, let me walk to that stage slowly. Otherwise, I will end up falling in front of all those people.
Yeah.
I walked one step at a time. I went there and received my award. It was still like a dream.
Yeah.
But at the end, that night, I didn't even sleep. When I came home, it's when I was watching now the videos, like, let me flip back. It's when I was now flipping back everything. And I said, it's real.
Yeah.
Also, I said, maybe it's not real because when I came back home, a week passed, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, no news from DBN or saying, congratulations, you won, what? I'm like, maybe this thing is not even
real.
The real.
Yeah.
Then eventually the message came. Then I'm like, so it's real. Mm. It's a dream come true. I'm there. So that's how Mahangu Pasta was born and thriving now in the Namibian industry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our own staple indigenous foods.
Absolutely.
And giving value to our own product or our own grain.
Mm-hmm.
Also opening the market, accessing the market for our Mahangu.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for our communities, for the grandmothers and grandfathers in the communities who don't have market for their mahangu.
Mm.
We tend to open for them, to source the mahangu from them and turn it into
mahangu pasta.
Mm-hmm. So we also give them something, a bread on the table, while we're creating jobs for others and grow as a nation.
Exactly.
Yes.
Ish. That's a beautiful story. You know what? You say it started off somewhere last year. You feel like even with the winning part, it felt like, no, the big giants should come before me. I understand if the big giants come before me. I appreciate being here. But then again, those are sort of like deserve for all the hard work. But I look at it from this angle. You've been in this industry for 10 good years, you know, and every step is as if for every time that you put in the work that you did for whatever orders were coming as you're doing food processing, I'm seeing it as it was crafting you, your idea, your brain, because so much that when you now thought of Mahangu Pasta, you did trial and error, you know, with those 5 kgs and five, trying to see, and you paid attention to, where did I go wrong? Maybe the water is too much. Yeah. Maybe this and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's a year as much as with Mahangu Pasta might be.
Yeah.
But I think it's those 10 years of being in the industry, you know. There are certain things that we don't attain until we get the necessary skills. That's something that I've come to realize about life itself. But nonetheless, it's so overwhelming to hear that, oh my goodness, look at that.
We don't take things serious until we are in it. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, you spoke about wanting to, you earlier said you're not the cook. Let somebody else be the cook.
Yeah.
But you're rather into processing, food processing. Give us a bit of a hint on food processing. And, you know, and our president also keeps speaking about that agro processing and all that kind of stuff. Value addition. Speak to us about food processing and then also get into value addition and why this is very important for businesses. And I mean, sometimes I know it probably just comes, as a thought. And not necessarily it comes as value addition. But speak to us about that.
As food processing, like I said, yeah, I've been in the Italian industry. They cook. They are the best cookers in the world.
Yeah, of pasta.
I've experienced that. But I don't want to be on the cook side. I want to be more production, processing.
And I think we need that right now.
Yeah. So I'm more food processing and production. That's what I want to focus on.
Yeah.
So let me go through our products.
Okay.
What we process.
Thank you.
Currently, we process the mahangu pasta.
Yeah.
From raw grains until the finished products.
Mm-hmm.
We also do pasta sauces. Not only pasta, but I can say meal sauces. You can pay it with any meal of your choice. Can be pap or rice or whatever. You can pay it with it. From tomatoes, we use it from raw tomatoes, where we're supporting our local tomato farmers by processing their tomatoes and bringing it to the market.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do mozzarella cheese, where we source raw milk from our local cattle farmers. Then we process it into cheese.
Yeah.
And also that's also adding value to it.
Mm-hmm.
And bring it to the market. Also, we have our millet crackers.
Okay.
Millet is mahangu.
Okay.
So we do millet crackers. It's like a cookie, bread, biscuit kind of, but in mahangu version.
Okay.
Ours are infused with marula kernels. Some call it marula nuts.
Okay.
So non-sweetened, no sugar, plain, because we're trying to focus more on the health part.
Yeah.
Mahangu is a nutritional product.
Yeah.
Very healthy. It's gluten-free.
Yes.
High in fiber and has a lot of nutrients in it.
Mm-hmm.
It helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
On the value addition, because value addition means transforming raw materials into high value products.
Mm-hmm.
For example, turning raw mahangu grain into nutritious mahangu pasta.
Mm.
It increases profitability. It creates jobs and extends shelf life.
Absolutely.
All while promoting food security, which is a major issue in our country.
Mm.
Yeah, it's also not about only processing, but also branding, packaging, and marketing positioning.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Also by, how do I put it? Because we are also trying to solve a problem. Like, what problem am I solving in the community?
Yeah.
Like for us, we are creating a market for local grown mahangu farmers.
Mm-hmm.
The tomato farmers,
yeah.
The cattle farmers who can produce milk.
Mm-hmm.
So we are creating a market for them,
mm-hmm.
meaning using indigenous products into a higher, in the modern solutions,
course,
if I may put it in that way.
Yeah. You know, Elise, while you're there, sorry to cut you just a bit. Mm-hmm. Let's focus on that. For everything that you mentioned here, the cheese, the sauces,
the crackers,
the mahangu pasta, you keep talking about local materials.
Yes.
And you having, gained experience in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, you could have as well stayed in South Africa because everything else is accessible there as well. Yes, we yes. know how South Africans are into mm-hmm. really turning their local stuff into something, mm-hmm. into food processing,
yeah.
in order to extend shelf life and also food security for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, we import a lot of our stuff from South Africa. But the fact that you're mentioning about our local, you know, local people and their products and taking that, why specifically is that very important to you to ensure that you put, and you spoke about putting food on the table for the cuckoos, and why is that very important for you?
For me, I can say we as Namibians, we tend to underutilize our own indigenous products. When we bring it on the table, it's like, there's no value on it. It won't go anywhere. But we haven't even tried. If we try, I'm sure we can get far.
Mm.
We can even go international.
Yes.
Sell something of Namibia, which is 100% from the roots
mm-hmm.
to the head.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing added, imported, nothing brought outside. All 100% Namibia processed and everything.
Exactly.
And packaged and branded everything. So that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's very unique.
Yes, very unique as well.
Very unique.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you're up against, let's talk about international now. You're up against companies internationally, you know, and they are talking about wheat. Like, for instance, how the Namibia Trade Forum told mm-hmm. you to go something more local,
mm-hmm.
you know, with wheat, the market is already saturated. You're up against people that are doing something that's very common. And then they hear something like Mahangu pasta. And honestly speaking, within our borders here, you speak it very rightly and very clearly that we kind of don't play around with what we have.
Yeah.
I think we kind of take it for granted. Yeah. We kind of take it for granted. We have so many stuff that we can do. Apart from this that you do now, you know, we have also a nyandi. We have so many stuff that we can do, you know. What about those stuff? Since you are into food processing, are those things that have probably come into your mind? And perhaps even if it's not yourself that has to take it on, is it a conversation that you also talk about maybe with, close friends, associates, work colleagues and stuff like that, that you say, no, why don't we maybe try doing something
out of that?
Yeah.
The idea came, it is there, but at the moment I just don't want to tap into everything from the beginning or overwhelm with every product that comes.
Yeah.
The idea is to do one product at a time, scale it, and slowly
bring another one,
introduce one at a time, but also by giving a chance to others. I mean, there's a room for many in this to grow.
Actually.
So there is a bread for everyone.
Yeah.
So they can also tap into, or even one, if you have no idea, you can come up and say, I have this idea of this indigenous product. Do you have anything, or can you help me formulate this and that? Okay, by profession, I'm not a food formulator, but it's something I've learned, experience with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a nutritionalist or whatever you call it, but I can formulate things.
Mm.
So... yeah, I'm also open in that way. If somebody needs help or I need to do this and that, I mean, I can give you ideas and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Let's talk about South Africa
because
we want to learn also. You spoke something about the machinery. You said you took your 20 kg of mahangu and where the machines are, the big machines that you can use and all that kind of stuff. Give us something about how South Africa actually does its food processing. What are they focusing on? Is the government perhaps helping them, in terms of that? Is it private partner or private and government, or exactly how is the setup of it? Because we don't want to deny how South Africa is doing really good in terms of that. Just talk about that. I don't know how to ask the question because
this one I was working for, it's a private owned company.
Okay.
Yeah, the machineries, to be honest, they are industrial.
Mm.
They are not at a smaller scale.
Yeah.
So at a bigger scale, where a person can do 100 or 200 kilo in an hour. So that's quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's not government funded or anything like that. But I mean, the help of the loans and government and banks there, it's much more accessible than us here.
Okay.
Also, I think the requirement, as they put too much pressure, you need this and that, collateral and what things we that are not yet at our stage,
yes.
at our level.
Yeah.
As an SME, you cannot expect me to take a 1 million loan if I don't even make 100,000 a year. How am I going to pay that back? Then after a year, my business will die.
Of course.
Just because then I will... The business is dead, but I have debts owing the bank.
Yeah.
So actually, I'm not getting anywhere.
Mm.
So, yeah, there it's private owned.
Okay.
And also the, let me say, the population in South Africa compared to ours, it's
massive.
It's massive. I mean, how much is the population in South Africa? It's 60-something thousand. Mm. I think it's, 65 million, I think.
Yeah.
So we
sure,
have, 65 million, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
While Cape Town itself, it's 4 million. It's already higher than the whole Namibian country, or 5 million, if I'm not mistaken.
3.02.
So there with anything you can scale because of the customers or the consumers.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Here, only two or three people will support you. I mean, there you open a market, how many people will enter that market? Like, I used to do a market in Cape Town, which was Oranje Zicht.
Okay.
I used to do market there as well. They are in the waterfront. People in that market daily, they can go to 100,000 or 30 or 50 a day, but not here. Here, maybe not even 10,000 people a day will enter the market to support local. No. So there, the population also itself will lift you up very fast.
I see.
Yeah. For us, our population is very little, so the growth is also just there.
Yeah.
It won't grow as much.
Mm-hmm.
It will slowly, but it will only grow when you reach international markets and so on.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the difference.
Mm-hmm. Now that I hear from you, I pick up also the importance of businesses also looking at other places. Perhaps, maybe not just, let's say for instance, I do business in Ondangwa.
Mm-hmm.
Let me not just be based in Ondangwa and sit there. And of course, business is going well, but it could grow.
Yeah.
If I maybe visit Windhoek and see how things are being done there.
Yeah.
And then if I'm in the capital city already of Windhoek, maybe let me see how business is going in South Africa. Let me see how things are going in Angola.
Yeah.
See how I can actually improve my market. And I think with you, it comes as a bonus because you already had that sort of relationship of going to SA work and all that kind of stuff. So it already opening up and broadening your idea and giving you ideas on what actually to do and where, especially the market and how you actually explain it now. But now talking about market. How do you try to access the market? You've already been accessing the market, but how do you try to perhaps maybe access markets of not what you're familiar with, but also taking Maango pasta to South Africa? Is that something that you've been doing already?
Yes, I've also received some calls through South Africa for people who are interested to try it on the other side in their markets.
Yeah.
Because South Africa, I think there's a province where they grow Maango.
Oh.
I think in the Limpopo, if I'm not, because for the one that reached out, they say they grow Maango. There is a province in South Africa that does Maango. I'm not sure if it's our same pearl millet, but they do grow Maango.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to give it a try on how they can go further with it or how they can put the pasta in their markets because they are not at that level. It's a small scaled thing. But they are aware of the Maango and so on.
Yeah.
So in South Africa, I think it will grow. Also, the fact that Maango is gluten-free.
Mm.
People are looking for gluten-free, healthier.
Yeah.
And I can also say South Africa, more specifically to Cape Town that I know, it's more on the health part. There's more vegan, vegetarians, gluten people, free people who are trying to be healthy and eat healthy and be on the health part. And here in Namibia, us here, we are trying, but only few are trying to be on that side.
Yeah.
Only few understand and few are trying to be on that side.
Mm.
I mean, I cannot go to the north and say I'm vegetarian. Their grandmother wouldn't even understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Given that mahangu is gluten-free and it's healthy, it has high in fiber, calcium, protein, and all those kind of, the carbohydrate also.
Yeah.
So it's, the chance is there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Only the fact now of bringing out my packaging to perfection, to meet the standards and everything, which I'm currently working on, then I'm sure we can take it from there.
Okay. For now, let's take a trip to the marketplace. But when we're back, we'll talk about protecting your brand. I think it's something that we sometimes maybe overlook. But yeah, when we do return, stay tuned. This is Life Lessons.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.6.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Chit-chat, problems at my job, wondering what to do. I know I should be working, but I'm thinking of you. And just when I feel this crazy world is gonna bring me down, that's when your smile comes around. Ooh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Calm the tidal wave and put my feet on the ground. Forever in my heart, always on my mind. It's crazy how I think about you all of the time. And just when I think I'm about to figure you out, you make me wanna sing and shout. I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day, every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. You've done, wish I could tell you in a short story or poem, but all I have is my voice and this guitar, and you have my heart. Oh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make you special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day, every day.
I love the way you hold me. You hold me in your arms, I'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Oh, I love the way you hold me.
Welcome back. Now, if you're only tuning in right now, well, this is the show where we inspire you and talk about situations, talk about businesses, talk about career, talk about marriage, talk about finances, talk about children, and just get us started and give you that push that you need and give me that push that I need. Now, of course, I'm joined in studio by Elizabeth Kambode, who is the brain behind Mahango Pasta and, of course, Liz Wise Investment. Now, of course, when we're talking about a brand, Elizabeth, one needs to be very careful in protecting their brand, right? I know sometimes some people learn it the hard way where they overshare information. Let's say, for instance, maybe competition is coming up and they want you to pitch the idea and you end up sharing too much. And then somebody among them in the group steal your idea. So let's talk about brand protection.
Brand protection, we call it intellectual property mm-hmm. by BIPA, mm-hmm. where you are allowed to patent or trademark or copyright and stuff.
Yeah.
So as in my position, like a Mahango Pasta, I cannot patent or no one can patent. I think no one is allowed to patent because pasta has been in existence for decades.
Yeah.
You can only patent something that was never done in the world, elsewhere in the world before.
Okay.
So in my case, we can only trademark or copyright.
Okay.
So we did trademark our Mahango Pasta.
Mm-hmm.
That's trademarks on Les Wise. It's mm-hmm. finalized. The certificate has been issued and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Copyright, I'm not myself personal. Or I can say on my personal perspective,
yeah.
I'm not a big fan of copyright.
Okay.
Because you can protect your recipe.
Exactly.
Instead of putting salt, the other one will just add sugar. I mean, it's already different.
What exactly.
What did you protect?
Yeah.
Even you don't see how they produce their things. At the end, they add salt instead of the sugar they put there. So, no, copyright, not really my kind of thing, but the way I understand it,
yeah.
any small difference,
mm-hmm.
it's not the same as yours.
Yes.
It's different.
Any small difference makes a difference.
Yes, it makes a difference. Exactly. Even though you add water and I add oil, I didn't copy or copyright.
Exactly.
We are doing two different recipes.
That's true.
So we did trademark.
Yeah.
That's the name, Mahango Pasta. So meaning no one else can call their Mahango Pasta
Mahango Pasta. Okay.
They are allowed to produce Mahango Pasta. Anyone else is allowed. Competition is allowed. I mean, it's bread for everyone. Like I said, there's a room for all of us to grow. But you can call it any other name, just not Mahango Pasta.
Yeah, yeah.
If they do, obviously, we are protected by BIPA. We can come for you. If we found your product on the market called Mahango Pasta, you can call it Pearl Millet or whatever name, or give it a special name.
Yeah.
Just not that one. We have patented it already.
Yeah.
So it's very important to patent, or if you are doing something that is not in existence, to trademark it. And then when you trademark, no one else is allowed without your permission. If you give them your permission that, yes, you can do this, they can do it. Or if my trademark, I give a permission to somebody, to another company and say, we want to use your name for Mahango Pasta.
Yeah.
And then you discuss and reach an agreement. Yes, it can be done in that way with your authority, but without it, no, no one can.
Let's go back to criticism. You spoke about criticism, how you appreciate it and how you told your customers to still come back and see whether they liked it or not. And then you take that and go and construct it better, do this and that. Let's talk about the importance of positive criticism in any business.
It's always a good thing, very important to listen to your customers, because if you don't listen to them, then how do you correct yourself or the what you're doing?
Yeah.
I mean, by listening to them or by saying, I didn't like the Mahango because this and that and that, then tomorrow I go back and go, oh, my customer didn't like it this way. Let me do it this way.
Yeah.
Maybe they will like it better.
Yeah.
That's how you refine and grow your business and add value more to your business.
Yeah.
Then tomorrow the customer will come back and say, ah, this time I loved it. You did listen to what I said.
Yeah.
They also appreciate and they also feel like valued. They value, you value my concern.
Yeah.
So, yeah, criticism, never take it as a bad thing.
Okay.
always take it as a growing point,
mm.
something to help you grow
mm-hmm.
or to help you refine your product,
product.
Mm. and become better. I mean, we all start somewhere,
exactly.
but as we grow, we also refine. I mean, I can start, when a child is starting to learn, like Mahangu Pap, they start cooking, you know, Shwamba, we call it etepi.
Yeah.
And then as they grow, their mother said, no, next time do it like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you listen, oh, my mom yesterday said, I shouldn't cook it like this, I should do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get to that perfect, shiny pap.
Exactly.
That's how we learn.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah.
So it's very important to listen to your customers' comments, criticisms, whether it's good or bad, allow it. And that's what I always tell my customer. If you didn't like it, don't hold it back.
Mm.
Send me a message if you cannot tell it to my face.
Yeah.
Tell me straight, I didn't like your mahangu pasta.
Yeah.
The taste came off too strong, or it's too off, or it's, it turned into pap. But if I'm being honest, the pasta does not turn into pap like most people question. That's the question I get the most. Does it turn into pap when you cook it?
Like if you put the pasta and all of a sudden it goes pap.
I got that question maybe 1,000 times.
Really? I think they are skeptical. They are, for the first time. I mean,
Or does it not turn into katete? No.
It's pasta.
It's pasta. It was processed in the pasta format.
Okay.
So it will not turn into katete. It will rather break in pieces.
Okay.
You might have a rice instead of pasta. If you tend to overcook it a bit, or maybe something goes wrong.
Yeah.
But also, I prefer to know my pasta stayed intact until I cooked it.
Okay.
Or like the one lady came to me today. I was at the Buramak market at the... It's in the, what you call, Agra Ring at the showground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She said she was at the wedding and they served my pasta there.
Ooh, and she said, we're being that big, eh?
Yeah. And she said, she loved it. She said, I loved it for the first time. I tasted it at the wedding. And I was like, oh, where was it at the wedding? Where was it? And how was it cooked? And she said, no, there was a sauce thrown on top of it. And then it was served to us, first time tasting it.
Oh.
And I actually loved it. And she ended up buying even today. Just because she tasted the pasta at the wedding.
At the wedding.
Yeah, I never knew it went for a wedding, but.
Yeah. She, you never knew it going that viral?
I didn't know it went that viral, but she told me that it was served at the wedding.
Yeah.
And they loved it.
I mean, that's very interesting.
She came honest,
You know, now that we talk about it like that, this mango pasta is going places. Because remember, let's say now, we're cooking on bidi here, evanda here, porridge here. We're going traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Mahangu pasta is so traditional, I'm telling you. Modern, traditional.
Yes, it's more traditional with a modern twist.
Yes.
You can pay it with anything, with all the modern cookery or sources. You can pay it with the modernity or you can pay it with our local indigenous bidi, mabane worms.
Uh-huh.
It will come out beautiful.
Oh, man.
Also, the tricky part of mahangu,
it's
just like mahangu pap. You cannot have it just with water and salt and expect the product to be top-notch.
Mm.
No.
True.
Pasta doesn't add taste or flavor to itself.
Yes.
If your sauce is not flavorful or tasty,
don't
expect the mahangu itself to come out tasty or the pasta itself to come out more tasting like... I mean,
I don't know.
Mac and cheese.
If
you just put salt and water.
Exactly. Even the other pastas, they don't do that.
Yes. You have also to put in an effort, make your nice flavorful sauce on the side, toast your mahangu, pay it, and you will never go wrong.
Yeah.
Like also people ask, the other question I always get the most is, does it taste like a pasta polana?
It's mahangu pasta.
No, it will never taste like pasta polana. It's mahangu. It's mahangu pasta.
Yeah.
Does it taste like all the other pastas? No. Other pastas taste like wheat because it's a wheat-based product.
Yeah.
This is a mahangu base, so it will taste like mahangu.
Yeah.
Like I tell them, you will get the original taste of mahangu.
Mm.
It's mahangu you are eating. They ask like, does it taste like pap? No, it's not pap.
Exactly.
It's mahangu.
Uh-huh.
Because my pap is a dish on its own.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And it's cooked in a different way. This one tastes like mahangu, the original mahangu.
Yeah.
You will get that taste.
Uh-huh.
So the tricky part of mahangu pasta is a flavorful sauce.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And luckily you guys make sauce to actually go with
yes,
it.
Yes, that's why we added sauces to complement our pastas.
Yeah.
That's the main reason we went. If you cannot make your own sauce, you are more than welcome to purchase ours and pay it with the pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. You know, I'm already thinking in my mind, like, should the opportunity come, or I see you as a go-getter and a dreamer, and not just dreaming, but somebody who will go out and achieve it. Should the opportunity come where you can actually have a big machinery, not in South Africa, but right here at home in Namibia, have big machineries, and you have been, and young people have been placed under you for you to train them. Would you take that opportunity?
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Even today, I still get questions from young people. Can you train me? Can you train the farmers?
Yeah.
I used to do training also when I go to the north in a farmer, how to preserve their locally grown vegetables like spinach and so on, on how to preserve them if you don't have a fridge and so on.
Mm.
I can still do that. I still offer my time if I have time.
Mm-hmm. How do I preserve spinach if I don't have a fridge? That's quite interesting.
Yes. Yeah. You can preserve spinach.
Really?
You can either dry it like a normal
Ndidi.
Oh, yes. Or you can preserve it in the jars. I mean, yeah. Then you just... Yeah. Traditionally, how do you call when you are sealing? You traditionally seal for the sealer to be
tight,
intact, without any air getting through. Because the moment a fresh product gets air, then it's already ruined.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
yeah.
But the easy one is to dry it.
Yeah,
just that the drying spinach, you cannot just take it from a garden and start drying straight away.
Mm-hmm.
It will just become like a leaf, something.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to process it in a certain way to dry it.
Mm.
So, yes, I would take that. Also, the dream is to grow bigger, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Big machineries.
Mm-hmm.
Train as many people as I can so that the factory can run without me, even if I'm somewhere lying on the bed or out somewhere in the north, cultivating mahangu.
Attending an innovation award in
attending
Germany.
Yes. I don't need to be called, no, we need the mahangu, what? No. The factory is going on, running smoothly.
Yeah.
Without, whether I'm there or not, it's still going on. That's the dream that I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So currently I trained one tete who's currently helping me. So even though you see me running in the town or there is someone there doing the do. So I did train somebody. So I also got approached by some nutritionist from UNAM. They said they have the books, academics, but they don't have the hands on
The
practical
knowledge
and things. But the one challenge I'm having with them at the moment is because I don't have a production place which is set up to accommodate people, because I'm working from my home garage. So if I have something out like a factory space, then I can arrange it in a way like here I can do this and that, then I'm able to accommodate them. Until then, to avoid contaminations and stuff, because everything is now all in one area, so it's a bit hard because I try now to make one production a day. So if I'm doing pasta today, no sauce or cheese or whatever can be produced, it's just pasta. So if I'm doing sauces, no pasta or whatever, it's just sauces. So that's how I'm juggling it at the moment.
I see a lot actually goes in behind the scenes of this. Hey, you speak about contamination. Of course, it's only sometimes some of the things, you terminologies you hear reading the books, but practically, so the environment has to be very sterile when you're producing food.
Yeah, it also needs to be separated from each other. So meaning if I'm using a cutting board on cheese, I cannot go use that cutting board on pasta.
Okay.
Because I'm sure there's some leftovers. But I'm sure there is some leftovers of the cheese in there, and then you take it over to the pasta. And cheese tend to grow molds very fast if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Very fast, so that it can take that mold with to the pasta.
Yeah.
And also the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm using something on the, like a pot,
mm-hmm.
I cannot cook my sauces in one pot
mm-hmm.
the same as the one I'm cooking the cheese.
I tell you a story about that.
Yeah.
Practical story. I think it was about 3-4 years ago. And I was at home, I cooked rice. No, first I cooked sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It was tomato, onion, something. I don't remember, but I know there was onions and tomatoes within that sauce.
Yeah.
Ah, now we have a scheduled commercial break. I'll tell you my story after the commercial break.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Get ready to embrace a world of possibilities at the University of Namibia with a community of ambitious students, researchers and innovators. Shape your future with a wide range of programs in agriculture, engineering, natural sciences, commerce and management, law, education, human sciences, health sciences or veterinary medicine. Apply online at unam.edu.na. UNAM, open your mind.
On Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the R.
Took away the prophet's dream for a prophet on the street. Now she's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. All his life he's been told he'll be nothing when he's cold. All the kicks and all the blows he won't ever let it show. Cause he's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. When you've been fighting.
And we are back. You are tuned into Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. And of course, we're talking about value addition, you know, going into the real core of businesses. Now, I'm busy telling you a story, Elizabeth. So I think it was around about 4 years ago. So I cooked sauce in a pot. There was tomato and onions and I don't know what type of sauce I cooked. I was too lazy to wash that pot. And the next thing I was going to cook was rice. So I cooked my rice in the same pot. I didn't wash it. I was like, I just cooked sauce out of it. And plus, I'm going to put the sauce on top of the rice and whatnot. Okay. We ate. It was my daughter and I. We ate the very next day. Hush, I had food poisoning. Mm-hmm. Rushed to the hospital. My stomach was paining. I kept on vomiting and diarrhea running to the toilet and whatnot. And I'd left my daughter in the care of my pastor and brethren and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I think within 2 hours of my treatment, she also now started having stomach pain, diarrhea, vomiting. And my pastor was asking, what did you guys eat? And then they said food poisoning at the hospital. You know, when we hear food poisoning, you just hear somebody put some, what do you call it now, poison in your food. But then food poisoning can also happen with the way we handle food. That's food contamination. Let's talk about that.
Food contamination, when it comes to food or to food processing or cooking, it's very important, and it shouldn't be taken as a joke or anything. It should be taken seriously, because it can get somebody fired, lose your job.
Yeah.
Because, for example, let me give maybe an example of my own.
Yeah.
If you come to my garage, I have a lot of bowls. My bowls are in sections, like this is the pasta bowls, cheese bowls, sauce bowls. So in case you are doing maybe cheese and you see you need a bowl and there's one missing on the bowl, there's no bowl and there's one I can reach or the other one is dirty, and then you went to grab the sauce bowl to use on the cheese.
Yeah.
I can make you sign a warning for that. Because any contamination that enters the cheese, meaning that whole production, will be a mess or messed up. If it tends to go to the shops and then one thing blows up or anything, that whole batch will be thrown off the shelves.
Yeah.
So it will be thrown away. It's a loss on your side.
Loss on the company.
The loss on the company. And sometimes the shop might not even take that product back until it's tasted, nutritionally tasted or things like that, even though you were already tasted for human consumption and nutritional microbiology, cow tasting and all those kind of things. So they will throw your things all off because there was a spoilage in one, so their whole batch. That's why it's also very important to record your batch.
Mm.
When you do a batch, this is this batch, this batch. When one gets spoiled, then you know it's from this batch.
Okay, okay.
Then you don't go throw the whole everything off. Then you only know this whole batch must come off because this spoilage is from this batch.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why food contamination is very important. And food is very, when you are dealing foods with foods, it's a dangerous thing because food can, let me not maybe say, but it can kill a person very fast.
It can, eh?
Yeah, it can.
Yeah.
So it's very important also when someone you're trying to explain to them, it's not that you are being a bad boss or a bad whatever, a bad trainer. You're just trying to make them understand and to take that part important.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I use this, it's an offense in the company or it's an offense. I will sign a warning or I might get dismissed just because of that small thing. And you will think it's a small thing. Just because of this small thing, I got fired.
Yeah.
No, that small thing can cause a big problem.
Yes.
Or can even downgrade the whole company and die from that point.
Mm.
So food contamination in that point, it's very, very, it's a serious thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we know of a very similar story with Namib Mills, the way it was recalled off from the shelves of South Africa.
For the instant.
Yeah, instant porridge. And even here, it was recalled off from the shelves.
For all the same batch that were sent out, and anything from that batch will be removed from the shops. That's why they also send out, I think they send out a post for all the instants to be removed and people who bought that batch not to consume.
Yeah.
It's really even though there was nothing found in it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But for precautionary measures.
Yes. And it has to be removed.
Yeah. But it all starts with one slip up.
One slip up. One small thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. I see. Hey.
It starts from small and then boom, the whole thing is gone.
Yeah.
Your brand is gone in one blink of an eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Still talking about agro-processing. Just beginning, no, not the beginning of this year, in the middle of this year, somewhere I can recall the month, but Youth Development Fund, not so long ago, hey? Youth Development Fund was then announced of how, with them targeting agro-processing, value addition, agriculture, and that kind of stuff. And yeah, just what do you think about that idea on its own? Of having to, I think the government wanting to then encourage the Namibian people. Let me not just say the Namibian, the youth.
Yeah.
Because they say it's only for people who are 35 years and below.
Yeah.
Just what do you think about that whole?
I think it was a good thing of the government to bring out that fund.
Yeah.
But the age limit, they limited the age. So not every Namibian could benefit.
Yeah.
And if I'm not talking under, I'm speaking under correction, most of the people who are trying now, value addition and stuff, they are not in the youth
age. No, they're not. The youth are not yet understanding that.
They are not yet understanding that. They are still fighting for their schools,
yes.
Trying to find what career they want, where. Because, I mean, a youth now, instead of staying in the market every Saturday, they prefer hanging out with their friends and so on, or going for a movie and so on. I think the age limit restricted a lot of people, including me, myself, because... Not even when you are 35. They said when you are 35, you don't even qualify. You must be under the age of 34. So when you are 35, you are already over the youth. You must be under.
Yeah.
So for us who are over there, we don't even, I haven't even tried or anything or go with it. So, yeah.
Sina, I think that was definitely not a very good card. Criteria to put up below 35 and whatnot. And I'm sure they would have been very appreciative of having, we're talking about somebody who understands agro-processing and that's what we are targeting and all that. Not, yeah, perhaps maybe the second bench, because I did hear there could be possibility of a second bench that's coming. Maybe they will look more into those who are above 35.
Mm-hmm.
So they can, I think any idea shouldn't really have an age restriction, hey?
You shouldn't have age restriction because we are all trying.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
We're all trying. Some people started off when they were youth, but they were still at a lower, not even known or seen by anyone. And they are only starting to come up a bit now where they need help to stand up. They are now up from their knees a bit, halfway. Now they need a little bit of leverage to stand up. And there it limits them. It's a loan, I know, something you are paying back, but still, it can help somebody there scale faster and get to pay back also faster.
I think they said they were not asking, they're not asking for collateral or?
Yeah, there was no collateral. I think also the percentage in it is
two to four,
it's very low.
Yeah, 2-4%.
So that was the benefit of it.
Yeah.
So hopefully they will look into it and extend the age. Probably, yeah, maybe from 35 to 45 or 50 or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, something about it.
Exactly. Now about processing and storage. I know you understand those terminologies because you've worked around this area for some time. It's something that you kind of speak of from the mind, you know, which is very interesting. Speaking about storage and how Namibia is going, you know, how really I think everybody can see now, even a very, very young child can understand that agriculture is, of course, we want to diversify the economy, but we're seeing now that we have not really been tapping into agriculture and onto our agricultural side, which is something that we would want to go now and boost, you know, to help boost the economy. So when we're talking about, agro-processing and storage and all that, what is it that you think, what is that you envision Namibia to be doing? You know, are you think, would you say, I know we're not doing, what we should be doing. Enough of what we should be doing. We're trying, but of course, with this mode. But coming from you, who understand some of these things, these terminologies, understand the process behind everything, with the way you also, with your experience of how you've been dealing with food processing and all that, just where should Namibia be going? What is it that we should prioritize now?
In agriculture, I think Namibia should make available land to people. To grow more, because our land is limited when it comes to growing product or foods and things. For our northerners, it's more mahangu, I can say, because if I just come from here or where I was, go to the north and tell my mom I want to turn the field into spinach growing instead of mahangu, we will have a fight
of
our
now.
Life. So... I think they need to make available land, even if you're not purchasing it, owning it, meaning you are allowed to grow something and process it into a product or something. As long as you are growing on the land, you can lease by growing. And if you are going, you keep leasing and so on. But the land is not yours. For that case, maybe because the land cost is also a lot nowadays.
Yeah.
So the affordability is not there,
mm-hmm.
but one can afford to lease
mm-hmm.
or say, I can use the land for this much and give you a little bit of this. And then I use this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you give to the draft, release a bit, and then some you process into products of your own.
Mm-hmm.
So now maybe I don't think we are trying.
Yeah.
I know the government cannot help everybody.
Sure.
And the means of capital is also a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And also most of us who are trying, we are relying on the growing of the agriculture. We are relying on the rainy season or the climate change and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the means of borehole of providing our own like water and mm-hmm. stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Even the machineries like the tractors to
cultivate
and so on. So we are using hand and stuff and so on. You use somebody by hand today.
Mm-hmm.
And because you didn't agro-process yet to get the product into the market to sell, you don't have that money to pay that person who processed. So they're going to end up leaving you halfway. She used me, I do this and that. But without them understanding that you are still processing the product to enter the market, and only then I will get the income. I mean, that's also another big challenge in our industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you can also not use somebody and not give them anything.
Sure.
Because, I mean, everybody wants to put their bread on their table.
Yes.
So that's one big challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the government can also, they are helping. I think they have green schemes,
yeah.
farms.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they are doing enough. I haven't seen any, or I haven't gone to their sites to check to see how they are actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
They have gotten that, but I think their green scheme is more on maize.
Yeah, more on maize.
More on maize and maybe the potatoes now or so.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see they are now trying to make more potato growers stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can also try in other agricultural things.
Yeah.
Other than maize and just that, and try this one, this green scheme is this, this one is this, this mm-hmm. one is, and see how to try and stop the import of what we can produce ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if we go in that, I know it's not easy and it's always easy to talk.
Yeah,
but
I
to
know.
Start there or be in the actual thing itself, it's a challenge.
Indeed.
A very big one.
Mm.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about good news that Namib Mills has announced just recently, that a price decrease of about 16% on its maize and mahango product ranges effective from 13 October. That is 2 days from now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually calculating because I'm a fan of Top Score, right? So 110 kg Top Score, which is run about $129 Namibian,
mm-hmm.
129.99, let's say 130. So 16% of that will be savings of $20.80. And that's something that I'll be able to feel in my pocket.
Yeah.
Like massive, huge. You know, there's something, one of the reasons for their decrease is that they say it's due to improvement in the availability and cost of raw materials within the country. Just for somebody who, may have the idea of going into agriculture, but then again, quite very skeptical. Somebody who's already into agriculture and seeing maybe that this might not really work out. Now, hearing Namib Mills talking about one of the major reason of their decrease being the availability and cost of raw materials within the country. What do you say about that?
I would say that's very good news to Namibia, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning the country is producing enough oil, they have produced enough this year to sustain the demand.
Yeah.
So it's good news from Namib Mills. So, and also good news to the farmers because it encourages them to try harder and work better next time. Even though the rainy season was good this year or last year.
This year, very
hopefully good. It continues to be good for the farmers that relies on the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And for the ones that, how do you call this? The watering.
Irrigation?
The irrigation. The ones that are doing irrigation will be more encouraged to try harder.
Yeah.
That there is an open market for them. If they work harder, meaning there will be nothing imported.
Exactly.
Only local products.
Yeah.
We grow our own and we eat our own and process our own.
Mm-hmm.
And also that encourages also farmers to give more work to more people to do the growing.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's good news. It's a good thing.
Yeah. And especially I do know of somebody who's into wheat, into wheat production and maize also.
Mm-hmm.
He's a farmer. And when you spoke about, obviously, the talking part is quite easy.
Yeah.
But the work that you guys put in is like, it's not a walk in the park. And he cites a lot of work that goes into it. And he's a young person himself. And he talks about how people around him were kind of discouraging, demotivating, trying to demotivate him from why do you want to go into agriculture? It doesn't pay and that kind of stuff. Only later to see that it's very rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when you do your calculations very well and put in the work and all that. So what would you say to somebody who is obviously doing something that is out of the ordinary, you know, that's out of the norm? For you, I understand that you take criticism and build on it, you know, and try to build on something better and whatnot. But then for other people, they may take criticism as something to discourage them from going further with their idea. Imagine somebody who would be very skeptical about Mahango Pasta, about all the negative comments that may come with it. No, we want to stick to Pasta Polana.
Mm-hmm.
We're not interested in something Mahango.
Mm.
What is your encouragement to that particular person who has that idea, that thought, that is sitting at home, but then it's just not getting up?
I would say believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Always go out there, start. Throw yourself out there,
mm-hmm.
see the outcome.
Yeah.
Start with what you have, where you are. Don't try to go look for bigger things where you are not yet, where it's not in your level.
Yeah.
Be in your level, start where you are, one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You will make it if you work hard. They said the hard work pays off.
It does.
So you also need to sweat in order to reach that milestone.
Mm-hmm.
So believe in yourself. Know the why you're starting and why you started,
mm-hmm.
what problem you're solving, and continue doing that.
Mm.
Just start going. Never stop. Never give up. Mm-hmm. Just keep going.
Yeah.
One day you might open, close doors that you never knew they would open for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. Appreciate that. I really do. But for now, you know what? Let's go for a commercial break and we'll be back, and then a musical break, but we'll be back just, and then I will open the line before people actually start wondering. I'll open the line after the musical break. But nonetheless, prepare yourself. 083-288-401 is the number in studio.
Took away the prophet's dream for a prophet on the street. Now she's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. On his life he's been told he'll be nothing when he's cold. All the kicks and all the blows he won't ever let it show. Cause he's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. When you've been fighting for it. Human, so fly. Every day, every hour, turn that pain into power.
We are back. Like I told you, this is Life Lessons. Welcome back. We're talking about businesses and value addition. I sure hope that you're taking pointers right there in terms of those of you who want to go agro-processing, value addition, food production and whatnot. And you can tell from the conversation that it's not a walk in the park. But yeah, that's not to discourage anyone, but it's something really beautiful and fascinating. I think, of course, when we talk about chemicals, we don't really think food, but it's also made up of units. And obviously, if you tamper with something, like mm-hmm. you know how we spoke about contamination, then obviously you go off. But Liz, you know, just the whole idea of how you speak about this whole mahango pasta, the brand, you know, about mozzarella cheese?
Mozzarella cheese.
Mozzarella cheese. And how you started off your journey. And I still stay by it to say this journey started a long time ago, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah,
the experience.
It came long ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. Yeah. But then overall, would you say there was a point in your, somewhere the, in that journey within that you thought, one day I actually want to be a brainchild of a brand, something like that? Was it there, or was it just going without you knowing that you are going to be the brainchild behind Mahango Pasta?
To be honest, I can say it was there.
Yeah, ne?
There's a song that I always used to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Not always, but when I got to know the song, yeah. It was by Young T, when it says, Membole Hamba. Says like that. And then yeah. I'm like, okay, one day my name will also go in those.
Aww. Yeah.
King, whatever names. Yes.
The king's books or? The...
Yes.
Yeah.
So I always dreamed of something I would go forward with it, mm-hmm. or something that can help me grow or help people grow in that manner. So yeah, it was always at the back of my mind,
yeah.
even though I didn't start it at that point. Mm. I was always that child, you know, that one who always wants to be the first one, or when I do something, yeah. I want to be recognized, yeah. or so forth, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we all want our work to be recognized. That's one thing for sure.
Yes.
You know, nobody really wants to. You know, even at home, when you cook really good food, you want your family to still
say
thank you, mommy. The food was really nice. Yeah. Let me open the line for our listeners. So, dear listeners, 083-288-401 is the number in studio should you want to ask questions or perhaps your opinions or contributions right here on Life Lessons in regards to the conversation that we're having, you're more than welcome. So 0832888401. Or perhaps you want to ask if Mahangu tastes how the lady is in studio now. So please come through and ask your questions right here. Now, interestingly, with the brand Mahangu Pasta, and it's a really a beautiful brand. Is it something that has come?
Hello, Namibia. The NSA is conducting the Household Income and Expenditure Main Survey from the 28th of April 2025 to the 22nd of April 2026. Our officials in NSA uniforms, IDs and branded vehicles will visit selected households in all 14 regions. Hashtag, your data matters.
Okay, and we are back. So sorry about that. I was busy asking, with Mahangu Pasta, is this something that has already, perhaps crossed your mind? I'm sure it has, but it's something that you're really working on to say, let's now penetrate, other markets as well, international markets. Is it something that, that you're busy maybe thinking about?
Yes, that's actually the aim. It's to grow and then we just focus on production.
Mm-hmm.
Have a distributor that just come pick, distribute the products and so forth. Mm-hmm. Yes, that has crossed the mind. Also, we have contacted few markets or few stores or distributors and so on. But we just currently working on few hiccups on the packaging side.
Yeah.
Which is never an end story.
Yeah.
It's kind of a headache, if I may put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But in life, one has to go. You need to struggle first to overcome, sure. I mean, to reap the fruit.
Yeah.
So we are working on the packaging side, something more durability, stability, and shelf appealing and so forth.
And so, looking local and unique as well.
Yes. So, yes, we are going that route.
Mm-hmm.
Just finalizing some of the things, on the packaging side.
Mm-hmm. How is the work behind, you speak about, within our conversation, you spoke about beeper, you spoke about copyright, trade, all that, barcode and all that. Just how was the process in the very beginning? And was there somebody that's guiding you, or is it some knowledge that you had at that somewhere that you had that you picked up to say, okay, this is the way to go?
I also had a bit of a knowledge.
Okay.
And then also, but not really on the Namibian market.
Oh.
Because each industry is different when it comes to the standards.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to consult NSI, and that's Namibia Standard Institution.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I consulted GS1 Namibia.
Okay.
That's the one that gives the barcodes.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, Patricia Angola, who helped me a lot,
give
guidance on the packaging and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we had to seek out to understand the Namibian market, how, because if you go to the shops, like you go to Pick and Pay today or ShopRite or whatever,
mm-hmm.
No more Pick and Pay, but model now.
Yeah, model.
So, yeah. They require a certain standard. Your packaging needs to be like this, has to be on and this and that and that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to follow those guidelines.
Mm-hmm. So, and I think those guidelines kind of help you, because when you have to access other markets, you're already on par and up to standard with everything else.
Yes. They also tell us that go in the local shops and look at the local product and see what do they have?
Yeah.
Learn from them.
Yeah.
Then you go there and check and have a look.
Mm.
Okay, this is like this. This is on and that. And then you check yours. What's missing on mine?
Mm-hmm.
This and that is missing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you work on it.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it wasn't so much of a drain, because it's something that you're passionate about. It's something that you really want to get into. So how was the process?
Not really a drain on my side, because I couldn't do it myself. You had to find a graphic designer to put everything together and so forth. So, also finding the right graphic designer, it's also a hassle.
Mm-hmm.
Because the startups will also, you're trying also to help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the person you started with sometimes is not the person you grow with.
True.
So you need to start somewhere with a startup to help you go to level A, and then you try to go to someone who's a bit higher to help you go to level B, and that's how you grow.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that process
mm-hmm.
and try. Now we are getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, apart from you trained somebody that's helping you, apart from the person that you trained, who else is helping you? Like run around with stuff, deal with this kind of stuff? Yeah.
For that, most of the things I'm running around myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lady that comes in with admin and stuff, but not permanent or just on a, like once or twice a month or so, just to make sure everything is in order and so on.
Yeah.
Then I've got somebody who helps me with the markets.
Yeah.
So, for example, like today I had two, Green Market and the Bure Market. I had to stay at one, that somebody has to stay at one.
Yeah.
So also when we travel to the north, like Ongodiva Trade Fair,
mm-hmm.
I had to have someone, I mean, what if I leave, go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Someone has to stand in and be there to help the customers.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I've got those people that
help you in the
helping there, here and there and so forth.
But at the end of the day, you also have to be really hands-on and be at the forefront because you, as much as you have somebody, they might not really get it in depth, might not really understand it the way you do and explain it the way you can explain it.
Yes, that's the other thing. Uh-huh. Their understanding will not be there at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
how
true.
To explain to customers when they ask questions,
mm-hmm.
because like it's a new product, there will obviously be questions all the time
mm-hmm.
and they need to be answered.
Mm-hmm.
So as you answer, they also learn or they ask you when customers are not there, you explain to the customer this and that and that.
Mm-hmm.
What you cannot answer, you point the customer to me, then I answer. Also to teach them how to customer service, how to address a customer.
Yeah.
If a customer comes and you are sitting, should you remain sitting? No, you need to stand up and help the customer. Whether they are buying or not,
I
still give
that.
The same service.
Yeah. I think those are some of the things that we certainly overlook as business people. You know, people also tend to get very upset with the fact that the person didn't buy my product.
Yeah.
But then for me, I always get this idea to say, but then the next person might buy, you know, or the next person will buy. It doesn't necessarily, it's not about, I think, forcing a product on somebody, but understanding that, wait, this customer might not be interested now for reasons only they know.
Yeah.
Some of them actually will ask because they are interested and the finances may not be allowing it at this point. Maybe they just came to town with that particular $30 or $50, you know, and so then they have to do whatever it is that they came to do and then go back home. But then you just never know, just by asking, they might be the one to actually link you to somewhere where it will be necessary for you to grow the business and stuff like that. But also speak on that, so as you speak about rising up and attending to the customer, regardless of whether they're going to buy or they're not going to buy, and how very important it is to give good customer service.
Yeah, one thing we overlook, selling a product, it's not only by a person buying. You can also sell by
watching and hearing
and listening, because some people, it's for the first time, like they come and say, oh, I've never seen it before, heard of before. Then tomorrow I know where to find it. That's also a sale.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not by money, you didn't get money.
Mm-hmm.
Because tomorrow if they find it in the local supermarket elsewhere,
mm-hmm.
they know, I saw this pasta there. I asked this question. She explained me like this. So I'm buying it.
Yeah.
Not from you, but they went to buy it in a shop. It's still a support.
Yes.
Some people also, you tell them, they go tell elsewhere, oh, I saw Mahangu pasta.
Yes.
Like when we were in trade fair, we saw people coming in like, oh no, I heard there is Mahangu pasta in this hall, just because they heard.
Yes.
It's somebody maybe who didn't buy, but they went to tell somebody.
Yes.
So that's also a sale.
Yeah.
So also by you explaining to them, even if they are not buying, it's still a win.
Exactly.
So you are marketing that way, even if you are not selling at that moment,
mm-hmm.
you could sell tomorrow or next year or the day after mm-hmm. or so forth.
Mm.
It's still a sale.
Mm-hmm.
They will still come back or they might find it somewhere and say, I found this pasta way. It was like this and that. I popped these questions and it was answered this way.
Mm-hmm.
Then they will also be able to explain to the next person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also realized when I first saw you earlier this year at Maro Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you gave me a business card. And it's that business card that I held on to, you know. for dear life. I think I held on to it for dear life, you know. There was a point where I changed bags or something, and I thought I lost it, and finally I found it again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so also the importance of business cards. You know, I had a guest the Saturday before this one was just talking about business and just on the basics of, you know, the things that we normally overlook when it comes to businesses. Mm-hmm. I think we sometimes tend to, you know, go overboard, but then the basics are usually what will get us far. So he spoke about how people were asking about business cards, and then he was like, I'm just selling socks. I don't have any business card. Then eventually he also took the advice or the questioning of the people, and they went to make business cards. For you, at what point did you realize that, hey, hold on, I think I need business cards?
Sometimes when you are doing marketing and going to meetings, before the meeting starts, I always hand out my business cards to everyone sitting on the desk or in that boardroom.
Yeah.
Or the flyers, just to get the insight of the business a little bit.
Yeah.
So that they know what to ask and what so forth.
Yeah.
Also at the market, when you are doing marketing, like at the green markets, because that's marketing. It's awareness to make people aware.
Yes.
Some people will come and say, can I have your business card?
Mm.
I might call you tomorrow to order. And most of them end up calling. Or I might connect you to my son who's doing what. I will make sure I give this card. Or I'm working at the ministry of what. I might call, you might receive a call from this and that. I'm working at what office I might. Or I'm working at this grocery store or at a lodge, I might, so forth. The business cards are also, we overlook them, but they are very important in the business area. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important, maybe not to have them always, but in bigger expos and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But always have 3 or 2 in your bag, even when you just walk around for fun or whatever.
Exactly.
You never know who you meet. They will be like, oh, it's you. Can I please have your business card?
Yeah.
Then you have something. Oh, I have this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that people, you never know where your door will open. It might open through there. It's very important.
Yeah. Quite very important. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? I sincerely appreciate that. And just the whole story gets me very fascinated about Mahangu Pasta and about the branding and about, and of course, as you spoke about, you're still working on the repackaging and all that and whatnot. But just the whole story of how you came up with the idea with experience that you had and everything just gets me very fascinated to say, wow, I think we sit on a lot of ideas, you know.
We do, yeah.
We do. We sit on a lot of ideas, very good ideas that can actually propel us to go into, to open doors to us. We didn't know we were going to be opened.
Yeah.
But Liz, I want to thank you so much for making time for us right here on Life Lessons. And I hear from you also, your remarks, your words that will, you know, I don't know, stay imprinted on somebody's heart so that when they look back, they say, yes, definitely.
So my remarks, I would say, support local.
Mm-hmm.
Criticize where you can, but not in a bad way.
Yeah.
Criticize someone by directing them or encouraging them. Instead of this, you could have done that.
Mm-hmm.
It also gives them a way and hope that, yeah, there is somebody there who's seeing what I'm doing and not making somebody go to bed with a dark heart and so on.
Yeah, yeah.
Support local and try the foods or whatever we are trying to make.
Yeah.
Buy it if you find it. Try it out. See if you like it. If you do, continue buying and continue supporting.
Mm-hmm.
Comment whether you like it or not. Still comment. Say, I loved your pasta. Mm. I paired it with this.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next person would also try. If you didn't like it, still comment. So we love that. It keeps us going.
Yeah.
It gives us hope for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And also, it gives the community hope that what they are doing is actually recognized elsewhere.
Yeah.
What example do I give? Like when I was in the north, Ongwediva Trade Fair, I was even surprised. The old grandmothers who you didn't expect, who I didn't expect to buy the pasta. They were the most ones supporting. Like, oh, let me go try what our mahango has made.
Oh, wow.
And then they bought. And somebody came to me at trade fair. Oh, I saw this pasta. My grandmother came with it at home from trade fair.
Well, imagine. Hold on. There's just a commercial break coming up. But I want you to finish that story.
Democracy thrives through participation, and we all want a thriving democracy, don't we? Let's all contribute to a thriving democracy by being active participants and voting in the upcoming regional council and local authority elections on 26 November 2025. Let's play our part. Get involved. Put your voice in the box.
Mm-hmm. Liz, you're talking about our cuckoos, our grandmothers in the north,
yes,
buying the mahango pasta themselves. You know, of course, mahango comes with pride, not bad pride, should I put it like that?
Yeah.
Maybe not that, yeah. But the fact that this is our staple food, this is something that we've been surviving on. We make oshikundu out of it, we make oshikwila out of it, we make so many things out of it. Now, for it to actually, for us to be making pasta, to be eating pasta from our own mahango. And that's why I say it's our brand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a local brand that gives us pride to say, this is our own. What feeling did I give you?
Oh, that feeling, I don't know if I know how to explain it.
Yeah.
Because some grandmothers, one even came with a chair, like she walks around with a chair, she sat there. And then she was talking, and then she bought, and she started chewing on the raw pasta itself.
Maybe to test if it's really mahango pasta.
She started
pasta.
Eating it, and she was like, "Kana." Then she was like, "Repeat yourself again."
Yeah.
You see, those feelings, and then they give you their blessings. May God bless your hands and all that. And it encourages you.
It does.
So, yeah, it's something to take away with in life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is something that any other person out there who has any idea, who has some idea or has some dream or some vision, you know, to just go out and do it, because you just never know which hearts you'll be blessing, you know? How many hearts you'll be motivating and encouraging.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Try your things, even if it's whatever. This one say, I don't eat what I don't. You go ahead. You never know who will come your way.
Mm-hmm.
Or how do I put it?
Who would maybe be interested?
Yeah, who would be interested?
Mm-hmm.
Some new people. The people that you think might not be interested in your product, they are the most ones interested. I don't want to be biased or something, but I can say, like on the mahango pasta, mostly my customers are the whites. I'm not being racist or something,
course,
or just being honest, because
I
think they understand the nutritionals in the mahango.
Yeah.
Everything. For us, we only know mahango is pap. But we don't understand anything else behind it.
Mm.
We don't know anything behind it.
Yeah.
Like at the Buddha Mark today, one white meme came to me and said, this is what we need. People don't understand. They think the other things are for rich people. But this is the rich we are living.
Mm.
But I think also the education behind mahango is not broadly done in our nation or in our people. Most of them don't understand what mahango can do or what effect it can give you. It can boost you, or even a child with malnutrition, and you give it mahango, it will boost that child's very high
system.
Yeah.
Carbohydrates,
the
vitamins that come.
Yes.
I think we lack that understanding.
We only know the understanding on the oshikundu pap.
Yes.
Because some people, even when you try to market, they will be like, I'm better off with my pap. They don't even try to Ask question. Be curious.
Yeah.
Try it. Even if you're not going to buy, ask.
Yes.
What makes it different from pap? Why is it? I'm not saying don't eat your pap.
Of course.
Still, we get to choose. Mm-hmm. I mean, you eat what your heart wants or what you feel like that day. Mm-hmm. Today, I feel like even myself.
Yeah.
If I feel like I want pap today, I will go ahead and cook my pap.
Of course.
Yes, you want your mahangu, but in a pasta version, let me try something new. I will go ahead and try it.
Exactly. I like you spoke about gluten-free.
Gluten-free.
Gluten-free. Yeah. That's something that I had today.
Yeah.
That mahangu is also gluten-free.
Yeah, mahangu is gluten-free. And also most of us don't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have to study, obviously? Did you have to study about mahangu itself as you were getting into the processing of it?
Yeah, I had to do a bit of research to understand the product or the grain and everything behind it and so on. So I did my own research on it. So, yeah, most of the understandings now slowly coming. Then some things I had to go test with the labs and stuff to confirm that, yes, it's true, you can go preach it out there. Otherwise, some people would just think, ah, it's a lie, it's what?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But those are the facts.
Yes, those are the facts.
I think there was a question that I wanted to ask that I didn't. Were you always a fan of mahangu yourself?
If I don't eat, normally, usually when I grew up or when even when I was in Cape Town.
Yeah.
When I come home, there is always a bag of mahangu in my luggage. It's mahangu and topsco, because you don't find topsco in Cape Town.
Serious?
No, you don't. I think it's only in Joburg, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I tried. Even when I was trying mahangu there and then to sample the formulation when I finished my 20 kilo, I was trying, like, let me see which shop sells meme mahangu here.
Uh-oh.
I tried. I even called Namibmal. No, nobody stocks it in South Africa, in Cape Town. So they have a warehouse, but I think it's in Joburg side, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in Cape Town, I couldn't find it. So I always travel with, I used to make it 5 kilo, 5 kilo topsco, 5 kilo.
Mango.
Yeah.
And that's 10 kg.
Yes. So when I want to eat a proper meal and get proper, I make my stew. Yes, stew and my pap.
Yeah.
Then that's it. So if I don't eat mango pap, I didn't eat a proper meal.
Yeah.
That touches my heart.
Exactly.
Or that speaks with my inner self. So you know, I was always there.
For me, it's when I go for a very long time without pap. Yo, I feel it. I don't know how I would survive somewhere where there isn't topsco, there isn't mahangu, I don't know. It would be something on its own. But yeah, that's quite interesting, hey? I think sometimes we don't even have to look far.
No.
Yeah. With whatever it is that we want to do, business ventures or whatsoever, experiments, we don't even have to look far. We just have to look within and where we are, the settings, you know, where we grew up and all that. And you didn't look far yourself, which is very... And you took advice. You listened.
Yep.
For the fact that you had what they were telling you to say... Instead of wheat, why don't you try something else, something local?
Yes, something local that can help you grow, because wheat, you will never grow internationally. Mm. That's what I was told.
Yeah.
Someone else would say, it's already there. Yeah. It was invented in Europe, there outside.
Yeah.
It's something we adapted from them. It's not
our own.
Yes, our own.
Now, somebody else would have said, no, but I'm already doing very good with my wheat, and so I want to stick with that and try where I can go. But it's good to listen also to advice and counsel and whatnot. Yeah, that's one thing that I take away today. It's good to listen. And criticism.
Yes, maybe don't give an answer that time, but go think about it.
Yeah.
And put it in work, in your mind, and see. What if I do this? Mm-hmm. Will it work out better?
Mm-hmm.
So you might go far.
Yeah. You know what? At this point, let me congratulate you for being the winner of the Innovation Awards at the Development Bank of Namibia.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. And also, let me thank you for being the brainchild behind Mahangu Pasta.
Thank you, too.
It's something we can go and speak about as our own. Yeah, our brand. Exactly. And with that, Liz, thank you so much for making time for us right here on Life Lessons.
Thank you, too, for having me tonight. It was a great conversation. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. So, thank you.
Thank you so much. And, of course, there you had it from Liz, Liz Wise Investment. Yeah. And you, like I've been telling you over and over again. Now, and let me just tell you to go and get your Mahangu Pasta. Taste it and give us feedback. You can tell me. I'll tell her. Yeah. So otherwise, we thank her for really putting in the work that had to go behind this. And also just exploring areas of avenue that we haven't been tapping into. And for you who's at home with that very brilliant, beautiful idea that you want to tap into, please don't hesitate. Go out there, make the mistakes, fall as much as you are going to fall, and make sure that you carry yourself. Pick yourself up so that you never know. That falling will build on that great product that you're going to do tomorrow. Now from me in the Half a Happy Juju, I am saying my goodbyes this evening. I'll see you again next time, same place, same frequency. Or if you're listening through Eagle FM app, then next time I'll see you through that or Eagle FM website. Now, should you be interested in listening to this conversation again, make sure that you tune in or download the Eagle FM app and go to our podcast session, and you'll find it right there up to be up on Monday, and you can listen to it over and over and again. Now, I know it was very inspirational, educative, also at the same time for business people and those who are trying to venture into business. So from me, Dafa, Happy Juju, it is goodbye. Stay tuned for other programs. Ciao, ciao.
Great news! IMPA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMPA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMPA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMPA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Didn't you forget something?
Your chest, you could beat the world, you could beat the war, you could talk to God, go banging on his door,
you can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks,
you could be a master, don't wait for luck, dedicate yourself and you can find yourself,
standing in the hall of fame,
yeah,
and the world's gonna know your name,
yeah,
cause you find
you can run the mile, you can walk straight through hell with a smile.
You could be the hero, you could get the gold, breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. And you're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country, do it for your name, cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the hall of fame,
yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Yeah.
politicians, be preachers. Yeah. Be believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions, be truth seekers. Be students, be teachers, be politicians, be preachers. Yeah. Be believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Give me a chance.